probably unlucky not to win the game. Well, no, we're definitely unlucky not to win it, given the chances that we had. Like, Doyle could have had a hat-trick. Chris hits the post. We hit the crossbar. We coughed up two chances barred the goal, and even the goal wasn't much of a chance. Marty just hit it from whatever 25 yards. A great strike. Luton Luca could do about it. But their other two chances were probably mistakes from us. But yeah, we definitely shaded the chances wise, and good chances. So we're happy to get it back to 1-1. Could have been maybe got it 1 ahead. But look, it's a 90 minutes now under a belt of proper competitive. Now, we played friendlies, and even Tim and myself are saying to the players it's great that we're getting games, but we know ourselves, like, it's not, they weren't completely competitive matches, like, so that's a proper game for us now. So we're delighted to get under our belt and look forward to next week now.
Yeah, definitely an improvement in the second half. I thought the first half relatively even, I suppose, outside of the goal, but you might have gone in two goals down, that Robert Manley chance towards the end of it.
That's what I mean, and it was a poor mistake from us that let them in the first place. And look, Rob's probably, given the form he's in this year, so wouldn't normally score that. So you're right, we could have, but we...
That change in the second half changed the momentum of the game, I thought, bringing in Lucchini in midfield, and I think particularly putting Mark Hughes in at centre-back give you more control of the game.
100% agree, yeah. It worked out really well. Mark goes in there and does really well, but you're right, Lucchini comes on, it's absolutely burst and full of energy. And in fairness, he's probably... It's really unlucky not to start the game tonight. It's just different circumstances. You pick different teams, and he was really, really good. He came on and was that spark, I think, that we needed. And we really, as I said, we could have pushed on and got another one. But as I said, 1-1, we get back in it. We go up there now and to our own place, and hopefully we can probably repeat the second half performances for the 90 minutes. That's not to say it'll be good enough. Cabinteely are a good side as well, so we'll just have to wait and see.
Looking at other positives tonight, I thought Adam Wickstead as well looks to be really coming back to his best form too.
Yeah, he was brilliant. He was really, really good. Again, the 4-week break probably was hard for Lant, but for the likes of Wickstead, there was more training and more training. Played, I think he played more, nearly all the games, the three games that we played. He played for most of the minutes more than anyone just to get him back. But he's definitely, look, Wickstead's quality, look, we've... God knows where we would have finished up if he hadn't been fit for the whole season. I know Stephen Greeney came in and scored a lot of goals, in fairness to him, and did great as well. But Wicks is a different type of player that's suited for different games. Stephen will be suited for others. But no, you're right, he was really good. He's looking sharper, he's looking fitter, and technically he's so good. And he was unlucky probably not to get a couple of shots away and a lot of bodies around. They defended all right, like, you know, they threw a lot of bodies in front. But no, we're delighted with Wicks, and hopefully we have... Everyone is fit by next week. No major. Maybe Sean was a bit tight coming off, but apart from that, we seem to be fine.
Would you have taken a 1-1 result to bring back to United Park before the game if you were offered it?
Probably, yeah. Like, you look at it and you certainly don't want to lose the tie, like, you know, in the first game. So they probably would have. It's funny when the fourth official put up six. I think both benches were looking for it to be over, and we're like, geez, I haven't seen that in a while. But yeah, look. Going into it, you're at home. You're looking at getting through. You always take that, but look, I'm sad that they've beaten us 4-1 up there. So, whereas we've won 5-0 here, so it's all up in the air. It still could go either way, but we're happy with our getting back at it. And after the, as I say, keep going on a bit. But it's 4 weeks off with no game. It's tough, especially considering they were playing such competitive games.
Yeah. A home game next, 1-1. If you're going to capitalise on that, you really need the Drogheda football support to come out and really get behind you next week.
Yeah, it was great. And even tonight, like, there was a lot of, like, I was here, myself and Tim were here last week for the Longford game. And I mean, we had so much more support here than Longford had last week. So it goes to show that the support is great. And I know they got a bit excited after we scored. It was great to have them there. Like, you could hear them, and it certainly adds the atmosphere. But to go back to our place, and we know that the Shelbourne game, everyone came out, and Shells had an awful lot. If we could more than really outnumber Cabinteely, and it makes it great for us and all our lads. You can see how they react to it. Like, they're all delighted, our lads, when they see them. And then even when we scored, it was a great boost for us, and they kicked us on as well for the second half. So hopefully they do come out, yeah.
And just very quickly and finally, Jake Hyland getting the goal there tonight, that must be very sweet for him, given the trouble he had in the playoffs last season, breaking the leg.
Yeah, it was this game this weekend, probably ever around this time last year. So he was very good. Jake's fit, he's strong. He's like, I mean, we were slagging him. He about his passing. He put an unbelievable ball in for Conor Kane there just at the end, and Conor was unlucky not to get in, but the goal was a great finish. Jake's our captain, our leader. He's after he came back from injury, he's played every game, so it's great to have him back.